fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Well, that's a wonderful sentiment, going fishing all the time, but there's only one person that I know that fishes when they're working and when they're not working.
I mean, I'm lucky.
Well, yeah, when you're not, yeah. But you get to fish as part of work. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, I got to say.
It's definitely not all fun and games. We definitely get our days of toil. Like recently we've been doing, and I forgot to mention, the night snorkels again.
Oh, cool.
Trying to pick up the fish that we had tagged earlier this fall, so... Uh-huh. I've been pretty tired this last three nights I've been out there.
Like what kind of hours do you go out?
Well, we got to wait until it's dark because those fish are so cold. They can't break from that cover and out into the feed lanes in any kind of safety unless it's totally dark. You know, overhead predators, minks, whatnot coming in from the sliding in from the sides, otters and whatnot. They're a lot safer to feed in the dark when they can't move very fast. So we have to wait for that, for them to feel comfortable enough to come out of the really thick wood debris that we have in those side channels, you know. So
you're kind of crawling around with your snorkel. And
Yeah. We were starting off at about 6:30 and ending at about 11:30 or 12. So I started losing track of what day it was this week. And it was a little bit cold the one night. Last night, but the three nights before. So if you remember, we had kind of a little bit of snow that last of those three nights.
Yeah.
But the first two were just clear, and it was cold.
It surprised me how cold it got that night.
Yeah. If you got out for just a second, your dry suit was crunchy.
Yeah.
It was cool. It's really fun.
Do you have a little bit of light down there
with
you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have some really strong dive lights, and that kind of helps us to... you know, kind of shepherd the fish around with that. They'll react to it in certain ways. Depending, you can shine it up onto the surface of the water from below, and that'll kind of make an ambient light. Yeah. Or you can just peg it right on those guys. And I notice that just freezes them a lot of the time in their steps. If they're starting to get away from you, just hit them with it directly, and they kind of just freeze like, oh.
Okay.
And
and so what were you collecting for? What were you collecting and for?
What we do is called, it's kind of one of these general studies that you end up doing a lot of time called mark and recapture. Mm-hmm. We also do like census counts, you know, but in a lot of cases, if you want good data, you're going to want to catch some fish and then let them go and then try to recapture them and see how they've fared since you tagged them. So that's part of this study. We didn't have to tag any this time. We were just trying to recruit some of the ones that we'd tagged in the fall, see how they did over the winter.
Okay.
A lot of what you see in there are steelhead that and spring chinook. That was kind of the leader in the count last fall, and then also coho. I keep on hoping for my chance to see this couple cutthroat that my coworkers keep on seeing in a few spots in there.
And super cool. You haven't?
No, I haven't yet. And then we've seen a few bull trout in there and been happy at the lack of seeing any brook trout because sometimes those little suckers like to get into those side channels. But just a real nice natural work of fish in there enjoying the what we've managed to fix back up for.
Adding to the data pool of...
And so, it was a real good experience there. I really like sliding around the water and just floating around with those fish. And
I'll bet.
It's almost like fishing because we're using dip nets, just little hand, a little bigger than your aquarium net, and then using the light to try to get them where you could slide that thing. A lot of the time, you just try to slide it under them real slow. And if you, it reminded me of catching fish with my hands when I was a kid in the creek. Uh-huh. You can move them. But you want it to feel like the current. So you're trying to mimic the current with your movements, and you kind of caress them almost like it's a current, slide it underneath of them, and then slowly start to get it around them, and then whoop, up to the top as quick as you can. Okay. I got the hang of it a little bit as we went along.
Let's follow this a little bit because this is super interesting. So once you've got this guy in the net, then how do you... read data? Is there some sort of chip reader they have? Or?
You know, we collect all night and then we come back the next day and we keep them in for the short term. We keep them in a little bucket with Airstone and a bubbler. And then we'll put them into what we call a live well overnight until we're ready to come back and sample them the next day. It's basically a crate with some holes in it that's secured so they can't get out. We put in the stream.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we come back the next day. We bring our laptop and our scale and, you know, whatever devices we need to measure them. And also, yeah, the pit tag reader to see if they had a tag in there.
Okay.
And we enter all that into our database right there on the spot. And if they need to recover, sometimes they'll spend another night in that live well, like when we tag them, or just to make sure we didn't lose any tags, we'll find them in the bottom of the box.
Oh, okay.
And then we know not to expect to see that tagged fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, then they're just free to go along their way until we try to catch them again the next time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is the fishing report.
Yeah.
We like to know about the fishing science, too, so yeah. I appreciate that.
It provides
that.
Us our fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
To fish upon.
That's what makes talking to you so interesting sometimes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of fishing, mm-hmm. now, what are you seeing out there? I was surprised you told me that there still was a little bit of ice fishing going on.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was weird. We were like, talking about pulling the plug on it around the time we had that Chinook wind go through here. But, you know, it just went back to a normal winter, as I'm sure everybody noticed. And it got cold, really cold. And then it snowed, snowed a lot. And it's been average cold lately. As long as it's average cold, you know, 15 to 20 degrees, you're talking building ice, maintaining ice, no problem. And so, yeah, there's been, I talked to a lot of folks that have been out there, you know, some better fishing reports than others. And I will say it's probably the folks that are out there more often that are obviously having the better time. I've had a few friends that never get to try, have kind of a tough time of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would just say for those that aren't as familiar with it, I mean, I don't do it all the time. But one thing you can always count on, it seems, is catching kokanee. And if you're just going out there and you don't really know what you're doing, just go by the boat launch there, because there you have one of the deeper basins. And you just kind of head straight out there about 20, 30 yards. You'll see everybody's holes in that area. And kokanee are kind of nice because they're going to be kind of all throughout the up and down in the water, in the water column. And so you're not just trying to work the bottom so like you do with perch and everything. And perch, they can be really finicky. Most of the time with kokanee, if you just get out there, fish, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20 feet below the ice, you're going to hit them. And they kind of come through in little schools. So you'll get one, you'll get two, you'll get three really quick, and then it'll wear down for a little bit. And it's nothing fancy when it comes to the gear, just a little Swedish pimple or just a crappie jig with, I like the gulp maggots because they don't come off as easy. It's a power bait kind of product. But then, you know, worms or corn or most anything will do. Shrimp is another good one. And, you know, so if you're just looking to get out there and catch some fish for your kids or have some fun and you don't have all the experience or fish finders, that's kind of the way to go. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get after the perch, then you're looking at, and the other spiny rays, then you're looking at getting into the different parts of the water column. And you're probably looking at the north end or the south end, either end of that lake.
And we're talking about Patterson here.
Yeah, Patterson. Yeah. Yeah, just to be clear. It's the best one for ice fishing here in the wintertime. Then you go to either end of the lakes there, and you just got to kind of find what depth they're at. And a lot of time with perch and all these spiny rays, it's really just a short window. Early in the morning, you know, I like to get out there before it's even really light out, or get out there at, say, 4 o'clock and fish into the dark, because they're just kind of either end of the day fish. And then you kind of want to thump your stuff on the bottom, try to find a patch of sand where you can do that. You're not pulling up weeds the whole time, although they can be in the weeds too. You just won't be able to bell ring the bottom like that. There again, either crappie jig, Swedish pimple, and I also like to do a drop shot, and that's just tying a treble hook or two about a foot off the bottom of the line, and then you just put a piece or two of split shot on the bottom. And you'll find that if you look it up, drop shot. Yeah. It's a really good way to go, too. And that's kind of the lowdown.
Okay.
Got about a week of what I would say is comfortable conditions out there.
Yeah, watch the weather. I mean, you're going to know if it starts warming up.
I mean, the ice is going to last. It lasts surprisingly long, but it's going to start to get slushy on top. Yeah. So I'd say about another week of ice fishing, and then we'll be on to other things. But this is kind of a wonderful time of the year because we're breaking into late winter, early spring.
Oh, yeah.
And things are really going to start to turn on. I'm heading over to Omak Lake on Sunday. Really looking forward to that. I would encourage people to fish the Mission Bay area while you can, because that closes at the end of March.
Okay. Okay. You going for Rufus Woods at all, or
you know, whenever I go over to OMAC, there's a possibility I might find myself
B.
there. Yeah. So yeah, you know, I've been hearing good reports from there. Big fish. You know, a lot of 5 to 10 pound fish. So that's always a good time, and this is a good time of the year to do it. Mm-hmm. Not quite as bitterly cold if you're sitting on the bank or in your little belly boat freezing your toes off like we do.
Yeah.
So a lot of good things going on. Whitefish still, I think, until the end of the month. You'll want to, you know, kind of keep yourself posted on that one. You can always call Ryan Fortier, 997-0316 with WDFW. He's okay. The guy I'd know and keep you in the know on that one.
Okay.
And, lots of fun stuff to do, like cool. I say. And always time to book your trip for the summer. Buy a gift certificate for a loved one for a birthday present. And we're looking at possibly doing a little something up here, class in town. We'll keep people posted. Other details coming.
Okay. You're not going to dangle any...
Well, it's I still have to kind of tie up some loose ends with the folks whose place we'll host it at. But okay. Could be fun. Possible like cast and a little bit of sipping some drinks afterwards and talking fishing 101 with each
Sweet.
Other. And doing some fishing 101.
Oh,
so
perfect. That sounds good.
We'll talk about it on the next report.
We definitely will.
All right. If anybody needs some fishing tips or wants to book a trip, you know what to do. Give me a call, 509-429-7298. Check me out on the old interwebs with the blogger podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And you can drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Take care of one another. Enjoy that sun. Have some fun and get your fish right on, baby.